On today's show, why FCA's Sergio Marchionne is going public with his desire to merge, the world's first electric ferry makes its maiden voyage, and Toyota reveals the new version of its global compact pickup. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 22nd of 2015. Yesterday we looked at the Sonata plug-in, but now let's take a look at its little battery brother, the 2016 hybrid. It gets the same interior and exterior treatments as the plug-in, but has a few more color options for both. The same 2-liter direct-injected 4-cylinder engine lies under the hood, which is a changeover from the 2.4-liter multi-port injected unit from the previous model. It's also mated to a 6-speed automatic transmission and 38-kilowatt electric motor, which is slightly larger than the 2015's. Battery capacity was increased slightly as well to 1.62 kilowatt hours. As with the plug-in, this setup is pretty different from its main competitors. Also different is battery location. Hyundai moved its pack to the spare tire well, giving it 10% more cargo volume and allowing it to add 60-40 split folding rear seats. The 2016 Sonata Hybrid goes on sale this summer in all 50 states, and again, pricing will be announced closer to that time. Toyota just introduced the new version of its small pickup truck. Not the Tacoma it sells here in North America, but its other small pickup that it sells globally, the Hilux. Its styling has been updated to give it a more aggressive look, and its interior has been upgraded as well. It's powered by a range of improved diesel and gasoline engines, and it's offered with a new 6-speed automatic transmission. The chassis and suspension have also been upgraded. The new Hilux goes on sale later this year. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
The world's first electric car and passenger ferry just began operating in Norway. It was created by shipbuilder Vjelstrand, and the electric system was installed by Siemens. It's powered by two 450-kilowatt electric motors and is expected to use about 2 million kilowatt hours per year. A normal diesel-powered ferry consumes about 1 million liters of fuel a year, or about 264,000 gallons. And they didn't just slap the electric system into an existing ferry. This is all new from the ground up. The all-aluminum ship is about half the weight of a conventional ferry. Well, it's time to put on your thinking caps again, because we have another barn find for you. A viewer spotted this bright-colored car while searching the web and wondered if we could help identify it. Looks to me like the perfect little beach cruiser and a little bit like the VW thing. But if you think you know what this is, just head on down to the comments section or send an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. We'll see if we can't get this thing figured out. And just a reminder that you can still vote in our interior material poll. We'll let the voting run through the weekend to see if we end up with a clear winner. And right now, EcoWeave is running away with it. So if you don't like that name, make sure you get in there and make your voice heard. Just click the link in today's transcript to vote. Coming up next, a look at why Sergio Marchionne is making so much noise about mergers to the public. We've talked about FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne and his desire to spur mergers in the auto industry. But why is he going public with his wish instead of negotiating behind closed doors? That's one of the topics on Autoline this week, and this is what John and his panel had to say.
Sergio is phenomenally media savvy. I don't think anybody has worked it better since certainly he came to the Worldview when he stepped in to help Chrysler avoid. Remember, they were going to pull the plug on. They weren't going to give him the bailout. And Marchionne, in that sense, saved Chrysler.
And don't forget, he doesn't really come from this club, the automobile industry. He comes from outside the club.
And he operates a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So he operates a little differently. And he may be very specifically saying that the best deal he can get is to look like he's leading this charge by creating that image within the media. He may not be able to get what he wants doing the backroom negotiations. He may be able to do better by taking it public.
And Daron, you seem to be suggesting he's going to the media and the analyst community so they start turning up the heat on institutional investors and maybe boards of directors.
Oh, I'm not even sure he needs them to turn up the heat on the institutional investors. I think the institutional investors are listening directly to what he says, not only those inside his company, but those who are invested in all the other companies and maybe some large shareholders, maybe the province of Lower Saxony, maybe the Kuwaitis, maybe others who own large stakes in these companies are looking for better yield and might be saying to them, hey, instead of trying to steal out, for instance, and I'm just making this up, of course, instead of trying to grab Alfa Romeo from Fiat, why don't you make a deal where you make a sports car together and share some of the development costs, and they'll call it an Alfa Romeo, and you can call it a Lamborghini.
As always, you can watch that entire episode right now on Autoline.tv. A quick programming note before we sign off. There won't be an Autoline Daily on Monday because we'll be observing the Memorial Day holiday. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.